Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Podcast number 7, how to get rid of your fears. I want to deeply thank the hundreds of you who shared intimate details about how your lives have been run by your fears and anger. Your stories were unbelievably honest and incredibly moving. They reminded me of how I described my own life in my journal years ago, just before I created the Lefko Belief Process, originally called the Decision Maker Process, and in the early months after I created it, before I had eliminated many beliefs. Here are some excerpts from my journal in the mid-1980s. During the past few weeks, I've been more and more upset, afraid, on edge. Nothing seems to be happening. I put articles, magazines, so forth out into the world, and nothing comes back. I'm worried about money. I'm troubled about the situation in which I've put my family. It seems to be that there's something wrong with me, that no matter what I do, it'll never be enough. I feel I'm insufficient for the task I've set for myself. And here's another one. Last night I was exhausted, crying when I got home, crying when I got up this morning. Here's another. I'm scared, and when I try to look and see what's going on, my mind wanders and there's a fog. And finally, I just saw the thoughts. When all is said and done, I'm never going to make it. My life is not going to turn out. Now, if you didn't know these comments were written by me many years ago, I'm sure you would assume they were among the many posts written last week describing the one area of your emotional life that you would like to change. In your response to my question, what didn't work to help you with your fear? You said that most rational approaches, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, positive self-talk, and rational thinking, failed. Just don't let the fear stop you. Also didn't work for most of you. Your responses were mixed on EFT, hypnosis, and NLP. Some of you said these techniques were useful. Others said they dealt only with the symptoms and never got rid of the underlying causes, which made the fear and other negative feelings come back. I promised I would explain why the approaches that didn't work for you couldn't work. Here's my answer. Imagine a person with the beliefs, I'm not good enough. Mistakes and failure are bad. I'm inadequate. I'll never get what I want. Nothing I do is good enough. Life's difficult. People can't be trusted, etc. Now, if this is his reality, can you see that he would be afraid much of the time? See, our beliefs have the power they do because for us, they are our reality. And that's why most change techniques that deal only with symptoms produce only temporary relief. If the source of your fear and other negative emotions, such as anger and general upset, is your beliefs, then the only thing that will permanently get rid of the fear is to eliminate those beliefs. Let me give you a few more examples. Our behavior and feelings are responses to our reality. So if my reality is that relationships don't work, that I'm not lovable, and that a woman can't be trusted, then being in a relationship or even having the thought of a close romantic relationship probably would produce some level of anxiety. Why? Because in my reality, relationships are unpleasant and unlikely to last. If we perceive something as threatening to us, we're hardwired to feel some level of fear. If in our reality, rejection is a threat to us, rejection will cause fear. If in our reality we'll never get what we want and life is dangerous, then we're likely to live with some level of anxiety almost all the time. In other words, those things that we experience as threatening will necessarily result in fear. But what determines which events are perceived as threatening to us? Interestingly enough, it's not what is actually out there in the world. Instead, it's our beliefs about ourselves, people, and life. Tara posted a comment on my blog that clearly explains why most approaches don't work. Quote, I just wanted to point out that the LEFCO method is the only way I know that actually gets rid of the cause of the problems once and for all, rather than all those techniques that only treat the symptoms. EFT, meditation, NLP, false forgiveness, and letter writing could drastically improve the quality of our lives, but they can't fix the beliefs that cause the problems. Now, based on what I learned in the LEFCO Freedom Experiment early this year, I'd like to slightly modify what I've just said. There seems to be an additional step between beliefs and conditionings and our behavior and feelings. Let me explain. Remember I said that beliefs get their power because they're our reality, and our beliefs and feelings are determined by our reality. In essence, our beliefs and conditionings are the primary determinant for how reality occurs for us or shows up for us. And because we usually don't distinguish between reality and the way reality occurs for us, the occurring is our reality and directly determines our behavior and feelings. Here's how it works. Say you believe I'm not good enough. I'll never get what I want. Life will never turn out for me. And other similar beliefs. Then you lose your job or your investments severely decline in value. Given those beliefs, the events probably would occur for you as a disaster, as a hole you'll never get out of, as another in the many setbacks life keeps throwing at you. I know, because this is a description of my beliefs and the way life occurred for me before I used the LEFCO belief process on myself many years ago. But can you see that all that actually happened in the world is that you lost your job or your investments declined in value? With different beliefs, the same events would occur for you differently, such as, here's an opportunity to get an even better job, one that'll be more fulfilling. Or, what can this experience teach me about investing that'll make me a more successful investor in the future? How do you think setbacks occur for Warren Buffett, Steve Jobs, or Bill Gates? The problem for most of us is that we rarely, if ever, distinguish between actual events in the world and how those events occur for us. For us, the way things occur is our reality. And even if we did notice the difference, most of us don't know how to realize that the occurring is only in our own minds and not in the world, which would make it disappear. Ultimately, getting rid of fear and other negative emotions and undesirable behaviors such as procrastination requires eliminating the beliefs that cause the problem. Remember, however, because events as such have no meaning, they're unable to make you feel anything. So in the short run, you can get rid of negative feelings in moments by dissolving how the world is occurring for you. When you use the LEFCO occurring process to dissolve the meaning you've given events, which determine how they occur for you, all your negative feelings disappear, and you're left with nothing but the meaningless events. If you eliminate the beliefs that are the source of your fear and other negative emotions, and if you learn how to dissolve your occurring world, I promise you'll be able to create your experience of life regardless of the circumstances, an experience that's free of anger and anxiety, that is instead filled with excitement, joy, and unlimited possibilities. It's become clear from your post during the past week or so that a lot of you are dissatisfied with some aspect of your life, and yet you have a sense that something better is possible. So in order to serve you better, please take a moment and tell me how my team and I can best help you increase your love, happiness, success, and fulfillment in your life.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.